Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Let's get down to business. But before that, Brian, you were in reviewing Fast and the Furious 7.
I was.
Let's hear a little breakdown on it, because it sounds pretty good by all accounts.
It is really, really cool. Jason Statham is the new baddie in it. He is out to get Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and all the rest of them. Like I said, this is Paul Walker's last film. Really, really enjoyable. Really, really, like, very well done. Great cast, great soundtrack, great everything. You can't go wrong. Like, it's Fast and Furious 7. If you like the last 2, 3, or 4, you're going to like this.
Like the previous 6.
But it's so different. If you actually watch the first one, like the very, very first one.
It's about street racing, right?
It's about street racing. Yeah. And then this one is about like an international terrorist that's like trying to fucking take down.
Hats off to them.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. You know, it's brilliant.
They completely reinvented it. It was smart.
I watched the ads and it's like basically a kind of a slick international action movie versus terrorists with cars.
Yeah.
Look, it works though. Even the ad looked cool.
Yeah. The cast is pretty cool as well.
Yeah. The Rock.
Ronda, what's her name? The UFC one, Rousey. She's doing
Ronda Rousey.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, you went from Lost is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. All right then.
She's badass.
She's cool. I like her. Well, look, other business went down. Mm-hmm. And this is always a very tense time in the evening because Kira and I, we do a film quiz with Brian. Brian brings in 3 audio clips. Now, sometimes they're from films or, you know, things like that. However, tonight, it's TV themes. And I'm embarrassed by how Kira and I both did, quite frankly. I'm ashamed about how we did. So you'll forgive me if I'm a little somber, but I really just feel I let us all down. So we're going to go through the clips and we're going to see how we did. So Brian, it was 3 clips each. 3 clips for me, 3 clips for Kira, the usual. Here was my first clip. And I thought I was off to a great start here with this. This is, of course, Sex and the City.
Correct.
And God, it's really weird. I actually know all the actresses' names.
Cynthia Nixon.
But it's not really
Sarah
weird,
Jessica
but...
Parker, Kim Cattrall, and I forget what the dark-haired one's name was.
Oh, me too, actually.
Charlotte.
I only know the other one.
Yeah, that was her name in it, though, but what was her real name?
It's a K. It's like Christian...
something.
Wig.
Yeah.
No, it's not Kristen Wiig.
All right, well, there
Stewart.
You go.
No. It's Kristen
Charlotte from Sex and the City.
Hang on.
Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis.
There you go.
Well, there you go. All right. Here was my second clip. This is going
to
really annoy me.
This is not.
Is it like Beetlejuice or something?
No.
What is it?
Like Star Trek.
Oh.
The original Star Trek.
Right. Well, there you go. I tell you, I never would have gotten that. I thought
really?
It was something. I thought it was something like horror-y or like scary. It sounds like it to me. Like Goosebumps or some shit. Not Goosebumps, but All right, well, there you go. That was the original Star Trek.
There you go.
When was that from? The
80s? 1969.
Oh, 60.
No, but like it was on telly all the time. It was on like Sky One. It was on RTE. It was on telly all the time.
Wow. All right, there you go. I'm doing terribly. Here's clip number 3 for me.
This is a great piece of music, actually.
Do you know it?
No.
Oh.
Have a guess.
Airwolf.
Yes!
Okay.
Wow. There you
Airwolf.
Go. Good woman, Kiri.
Wow.
Fair play.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. I did terribly.
That was like it was basically a rip off of Knight Rider. It was kind of hilarious how much of a rip off of Knight Rider.
What was Airwolf?
It was like a flying. It was a helicopter.
Oh, could the helicopter talk?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. That like, sounds cool.
Or like remember Nightboat from Simpsons?
Oh yes. All right.
You don't have to yell. I'm all around you.
I'm afraid I can't do that. All right. Well, look. There you go. 1 clip out of 3 for me. Very, very poor performance. But. Kira, I don't know if you did much better. Let's go through your clips and have a listen. Here's Kira's first clip. Now, Kira, I'm genuinely not being smart. The other ones I totally understand you not getting. This I'm surprised by. Because this was everywhere. This was on Network 2. This was The Sopranos. He's driving along the motorway as this is going on. And
so many episodes of Sopranos, but I never saw the start of it.
Oh, fair enough.
Because that song is not familiar to me at all.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Anyway, there you go. Alabama 3, I believe.
Correct.
Woke up this morning.
Nice.
You know, they're actually really cool, like, as a band.
I think, don't they live in Galway or something like that?
Do they?
They've
gigged in the Rosie and Dove in Galway before,
I know
that.
They're there loads.
Yeah, they are. They're in Ireland quite a lot. Yeah. But there you go. That was, of course, Sopranos, Alabama 3, but sure, look, Kira, maybe you did better with this one.
I
can't do this
all. Yeah, I did.
Superman. I'm no
Superman.
That was a really, really good series.
Did you not think it kind of got caught crap towards the end?
It did kind of get crap towards the end, all right. No, you're right. But yeah. I still loved the characters enough to go along.
Did they put... Was it the same series or a spin-off series where like they're all interns again?
Yeah, no, that was like the last season.
Oh, wow. So they just brought in a load of new actors.
Yeah.
And like one of them was Dave Franco.
And was it?
Yeah, one of them was Dave Franco. And
was he a hunky doctor?
He was a hunky doctor.
He was a really annoying doctor.
Yeah.
Was he hunky though?
He was so
hunky. That's the important thing. Yeah.
Do you not like him though?
No, I don't find the Franco brothers attractive.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, here's clip number 3 for Kieran. Brian, do you want to tell her?
Twin Peaks.
You were not allowed to watch Twin Peaks?
I wasn't allowed to watch Twin Peaks.
It was quite scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Laura Palmer, huh?
Yeah, right?
Well, there you go.
You know the whole thing about they're bringing that back?
What is that piece of music?
It's called Falling.
It's the theme song, though,
theme
isn't
song.
It? Yeah, like it was composed for Twin Peaks.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Reminds me of a song from a movie, an 80s movie.
Well, like, there was a film in the 80s after, like, well, not in the 80s, it was like the early 90s. And it was called Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me.
Oh.
And it had this, I presume.
It had this music in it, yeah. And David Bowie was in it.
It's a gorgeous piece of music.
It is, isn't it? Lovely.
You'd hear it on a lot of compilation CDs, Kira.
Yeah.
Like, as in, if you're in a lift or, like, on hold or something, you'd hear that track.
I
can forgive you for being familiar with it, but not knowing where it came from. But there you go.
Mm.
The desperate performance from Kira and I.
So we drew tonight, Chris.
On a measly one, we did. But sure, look, hey, I guess at least we drew, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
I could do a tiebreaker. Do you want a tiebreaker?
I suppose. Why not? What kind of tiebreaker will it be, though, Brian? Will it be one where we have to jump in?
It will be one where you have to jump in.
These make me very nervous now.
And I have to hum a team tune.
Okay. I like when Brian does this. Kira, are you okay with that?
Sure.
All right. Well, then, Brian, you're going to hum a theme song.
Uh-huh.
I am going to... in fact, I won't get any tense music because that could distract from your melody and your cadence.
Mm-hmm.
So apologies. Mm-hmm. I will leave it all to you. Brian's going to hum a theme song. I guess Kira and I buzz in with our names and we'll see how it goes. Brian, Kira, are you ready?
Yes.
By the way, Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, then whenever you'd like to start humming the theme song, we will do that. I know it. I know exactly what he's doing. Chris. Animaniacs.
No. Kira.
I have no idea.
Give me something.
I'm really bad at this. No.
Give me
idea.
Something.
Fraggle Rock.
The Rugrats. The Week in Politics. Primetime.
Welcome to Blind Date.
Oh,
and here is your host.
I didn't have that channel.
Scylla
Black. You still know that.
Come on, everybody
Guys,
knows that.
When I say to you that I didn't have the channel, I didn't have the channel.
Everyone
so how
knew
could
it.
I possibly have
like,
watched that show?
Everybody, like, Kira, be smart.
Be
now.
Real now here, Kira.
Be real.
I'm being
You're
real.
Being
real talk, okay? Real talk here,
on
Kira.
Some real talk for real.
Yeah, come know? On. Get some real talk up in this. There we go.
That is good. You did a very good impression of it as well.
Thank you.
All right, well,
there
look.
Wow, you ain't got the answers.
You ain't got the answers, Brian.
Sway ain't got the answers.
Wow, we didn't even win on the tiebreaker.
You ain't got the answers.
Wow, we don't got the answers.
You ain't got the answers.
Jesus, so there we go. Kieran, I finish on a draw. All right, well, look. I feel actually now that this is a really appropriate note for Brian to go out on. Check out Brian M. Lloyd's Twitter. At Brian M. Lloyd on Twitter. At Brian M. LLOYD. And also, of course, he writes for entertainment.ie. He's the film editor for entertainment.ie. You can see him in here every week. I mean, he's doing it all.
Oh, yeah.
At Brian M. LLOYD. Brian, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.